and Water. Written by Got Cocoa Milk. Read by Nonplussed. Fandom, 魔道祖师. Pairing, 蓝忘机, 魏无限. Rating, explicit. No archive warnings apply. As so many things did, the trembling thing between them had begun with a look. It took a single spark, the harsh burn of anger across a battlefield, the anger between men who had never been friends. They had won that day, and in the bodies of Wen dogs, Wei Wuxian had stood, a lone demonic sentinel. No cultivator dared approach, not with Chen Qing clasped in a loose hand and blood staining the hem of his robes. But even here, Lan Zhan would give him no rest. It had begun with a mistake, but Wei Wuxian felt no regret. He could feel that cold stare speak into his skin, whispering, "Fool, do not take the forbidden path." He heard those whispers and did not care. Like oil resisting the spread of water, he shrugged off the look. There was revenge blistering his soul and pain burning his veins. Nothing could stand before him, not with the Wen clan alive and well, not with Jiang Cheng's eyes greedy for blood. Wei Wuxian had become a weapon for his brother, and until this war was done, he'd stain himself dark on this path. "Energy is just energy, Lan Zhan. Get over your stigma." It had begun with sharp words on the battlefield and crept into a terrible intimacy. They had fought, and they had argued, until Lan Zhan's face had stepped too close, and Wei Wuxian had felt the press of lips against his. It had begun as it would end, and now, spread across the bed of the man that would be his lover, but never his friend, Wei Wuxian could only moan. He could make corpses dance beneath his fingers like eerie marionettes, could flatten armies with a single haunting melody. He was fury, and he was flame, but now he was shivering. A breath, a panting gasp. Was that his voice, trembling into the air? Was this his body, shaking like a leaf? He could rend a body limb from limb and shatter a soul to pieces, but the only thing being taken apart now was him. Lan Zhan quirked his fingers, driving deep into Wei Wuxian, and God, he could feel him clean through his bones. There was nothing left of him now but pleasure, curling around Lan Zhan's fingers and trembling to pieces. But ever were they oil and water, and ever would Lan Zhan try to wash away his sins. "Taking your..." Wei Wuxian stopped, took a breath, let it hiss between his teeth. Lan Zhan's fingers twisted, moving in and out, endless with a patience the cultivator had no right to. Wei Wuxian couldn't catch his breath, felt it punched out of him with every motion of those long fingers. Fuck, Lan Zhan was good with his hands. Wei Wuxian was being played as well as a guqin, but his moans were not as sweet. How could they be, when red lined his empty chest and resentful energy spiraled from his lips as a curse? He clenched fingers across the cloth beneath him, felt it stretch beneath strong hands. He didn't know the passion of the cut sleeve, but he knew the bitter resentment that lay between them. A breath. Feel the fingers in you. Feel him. Lan Zhan didn't want him, couldn't bear the demonic stain across his skin. He wanted something Wei Wuxian could never be again. But God, with those fingers inside him and the body above him, Wei Wuxian didn't have it in him to say no. He turned a coy smile upwards, letting a hint of temptation curl over his face. "Taking your time, Lan Zhan. Even breaking the rules, you are precise." "Be still." A calm face met his, eyes cold as rock and glimmering with the depth of the ocean. Three slick fingers drove into Wei Wuxian and forced out a gasp, but still Lan Zhan looked composed. Fuck that. If they were to share a bed, Wei Wuxian wanted to see Lan Zhan's mask crack, wanted to see him break in the willing body of the oil to his water. Wei Wuxian couldn't leave without feeling Lan Zhan lose control. He stretched his arms up, tangled them in the silky hair draped around him, curled it around the base of a strong neck. With a motion sleek and quick, he drove himself down on the fingers curling inside him, pulling Lan Zhan down at the same time. The fingers in him drove deep, the motion slick and loud in the silence. Wei Wuxian almost lost himself in the press of the muscled body above him, and the edge of fingers curling into him. He felt Lan Zhan and was lost. The moan he let out was far from forced, echoing into the space between them like the notes of his flute. Suddenly, the fingers in him weren't enough. Lan Zhan was wearing too many clothes, a white robe pressing into Wei Wuxian's cock and leaving him panting into a snowy white neck. He needed more. But this was his dance, and he had ever been one to play. He leaned forward, took a breath against the moans, let his lips ghost over Lan Zhan's ear.
Doesn't Lan Er Ge Ge want to fuck me?
No sound tore from Lan Zhan's throat, no words or broken moans. For a moment, there was silence, and for a moment Wei Wuxian thought he had gone too far. A strong hand curled into his hair, pulling his head back and leaving his neck exposed in a long arch. He looked up and felt his heart break loose in his chest. Lan Zhan's face was indescribable. Tenderness lingered in the curve of his cheeks, hunger in the shadows of his lips. What lurked in his eyes, Wei Wuxian refused to put a name to.
Yes. Will you allow me this, Wei Ying?
He felt a laugh bubble up in his chest, boyish and delighted. They had fought on battlefields and in council rooms, broken the shell of the Xuanwu of slaughter as one force. Lan Zhan had three slick fingers up his ass, stretching him in a way he had never allowed before. After all this, the man still asked. Wei Wuxian forced his trembling muscles to relax, felt his weight settle into Lan Zhan's hands. With an ease he didn't feel, he let his legs fall open, let the vulnerable stretch of his thighs spread between them. Slick fingers slipped from his ass as he moved, a sacrifice given willingly. Let this water wash me away.
Fuck me, Lan Zhan.
Like poetry in motion, Lan Zhan shed his clothes, a whirlwind of controlled movement. White robes fell to one side, dropped away and left unfolded. Wei Wuxian had a single moment to relish the lack of propriety before Lan Zhan was over him again, lines of long muscles stretched over him as a hunting beast. With a calm face and consuming eyes, he looked predatory. Wei Wuxian could hardly breathe through the blood pumping in his veins, but he managed a sly smile all the same, felt it break to pieces as Lan Zhan lifted his hips with a single hand and thrust in. Full. God, Wei Wuxian felt so full. He had never thought a cock would feel like this, splitting him open and shattering him and making him feel complete. He wasn't sure he could take any more, wasn't sure he could bear to be closer to Lan Zhan, to let him in more. He wasn't sure he could live a day without this feeling. A soothing hand brushed over his cheek. A gentle kiss followed, tender lips marking his temple. Wei Wuxian trembled around the cock in him, felt it stretch him out and mark him. A breath. Feel his body. Feel your heartbeat. Awareness bled in gradually. The body above Wei Wuxian was shaking, but Lan Zhan hadn't moved an inch, staying still with eyes fixed on his face. The man looked more beautiful than imperial jade, and it made Wei Wuxian quake. It was too much. He couldn't handle that expression, couldn't bear this tenderness. He had a war to fight, revenge to collect. They were oil and water, and Wei Wuxian couldn't want what that kiss spoke of. He reached up, dug calloused fingers into the back above him. God, he was so full. Would he break to pieces when Lan Zhan moved? There was only one way to find out. Move, Wei Wuxian said. For a moment, there was no response, only a long golden stare. Lan Zhan was trembling with restraint, cock twitching in Wei Wuxian. Then he pulled out and thrust in, motion smooth as silk over steel. He fucked in again and again, and Wei Wuxian felt himself shake, felt pleasure race through his blood like poison. And what a sweet poison this was. He could cut rope with his cock right now, but he couldn't care less. He was lost to the feel of Lan Zhan inside him, owning him. He was senior disciple of the Yunmenjiang sect, a cultivator skilled beyond measure who had brought down thousands with a single flute. But he'd lay back and spread his legs for Lan Zhan in a heartbeat. He needed this, needed the press of that cock in him and the tender touch of lips to his temple. Desperate, he clawed up Lan Zhan's back, leaving crescent wounds of his passion, let his moans ring into the air as he was fucked. Come in me, Lan Zhan, mark me, leave me clean. A breath, a thrust, and God, Lan Zhan was filling him up like a shallow cup. He'd overflow soon, passion falling from his fingertips and leaving him empty. He let it out in words instead, opened his mouth to break Lan Zhan as he was broken. You want to wash away my sins, don't you? Mock them out of me. Fill me with you instead. A breath, a heartbeat, feel him in you. Fill me with your seed, Lan Zhan. And so Lan Zhan did. Like the never-ending tide, Wei Wuxian was filled and left loose, arms shaking from the strain of holding onto the broad back above him. Lan Zhan was relentless, fucking him through two orgasms and into hardness again. His thighs ached like a war had been raged on them, stinging with sensation and spread wide. And maybe one had. Wei Wuxian was losing a war on all fronts, traitorous heart beating across his chest as his cock twitched yet again. Lan Zhan had conquered him, buried himself in Wei Wuxian and etched a banner on his heart. He battled against a moan, felt it break loose and echo into the air. He had come twice, but still he felt unsatisfied, heart and body aching for more. He could never get enough of this, not with Lan Zhan spread above him, not with gentle fingers pressing into his hips, not with tender lips against his temple. He would never get enough. He was filled to the brim, cum creeping down the curve of his ass and dripping snow clear onto the bed below them. Still, Lan Zhan thrust in, spurred on by Wei Wuxian's moans. Again and again and again, endless and implacable. Wei Wuxian shook, filled and breaking to pieces. But above him, Lan Zhan shuddered, body trembling across his back like the gentlest breeze. It was this that soothed him, made Wei Wuxian's pride content in defeat. He was conquered, but Lan Zhan had come undone. Control shattered in the face of this passion. With a growl of pleasure, the man buried himself deep in Wei Wuxian and filled him again. Cum leaked down his thighs, and Wei Wuxian felt only a filthy happiness. Ah! A moan caught on the edge of his breath, ripped from the depths of his lungs. Again, Lan Zhan, again! Lan Zhan stilled above him, shaking and silent against him. Wei Wuxian felt the motion like an earthquake, moving his blood and curling in his bones.
"You will be sore,"
Lan Zhan said. Wei Wuxian laughed, the sound breaking free of him to carve into this delicate space.
"You think I won't be sore already?"
He arched his back into temptation, felt the line of Lan Zhan's body press against his. Every muscle in his body ached, and he felt split open and raw. Mind delirious with pleasure, he looked down his body, met Lan Zhan's glimmering eyes. Wei Wuxian didn't name what was there, but he treasured it like the finest sword. Mouth curving into a smile, he spoke.
"I want your cup, Lanner Gurga. Won't you fuck me again?"
In this, he only needed to ask. He stained by Lan Zhan's cum, but it hadn't washed away his sins. Water could not wipe clean the smear of oil.
The end.